news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The third night of the Republican National Convention focused on the theme, The Land of Heroes, with speakers mostly focused on the U.S. military, law enforcement, and medical workers. The night ended with Vice President Mike Pence, who criticized Joe Biden for acknowledging systemic racism in America's police departments and said Biden's policies would lead to, quote, unsafe streets and violence. Well, as CNN's official fact checker Daniel Dale tells us, the night was rife with lies.
A number of tonight's false claims came from the Vice President, Mike Pence. He repeated one of Trump's own favorite lies. He said that because of them, we now have veterans' choice. Obama signed that choice law in 2014. Trump signed a 2018 law that modified and expanded the choice program, but did not create it. Pence boasted twice that Trump had, quote, suspended all travel from China. He didn't. He imposed a partial travel restriction that contained multiple exemptions. Tens of thousands of people kept coming over after that. Pence said again that Biden wants, quote, open borders. I know this is common conservative rhetoric, but it's just wrong. Biden does not support completely unrestricted migration. Now, Pence and others describe Trump's coronavirus response as a smashing success, and most experts we know say that's not at all true. But I think it's also notable how speakers like Laura Trump pretend that the pandemic did not happen at all. She said that 4.3 million new jobs have been created for women. Well, it was a gain of about 4 million since January 2017 as of March, but then we had a crash. And as of July, women have lost a net over 3 million jobs during Trump's presidency. We also heard more wildly inaccurate attempts to smear Democrats as extremists. We had Burgess Owens, a Utah congressional candidate, said that popular members of Congress promote the same socialism my father fought against in World War II. The U.S. wasn't fighting any actual socialism in World War II. The Nazis called themselves National Socialists. They weren't anything like Bernie Sanders. They were ultra-right, genocidal, totalitarian. We had Congresswoman Elise Stefanik call Trump's impeachment illegal. Come on, it's legal. Impeachment is in the Constitution. And like Trump himself, we had Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany claiming that Trump stands by Americans with pre-existing conditions. Look, Trump has repeatedly tried to get bills passed to weaken Obamacare's protections for people with pre-existing conditions, and he's currently in court fighting to get the entirety of Obamacare overturned.
Then there's the ongoing issue of sitting officials engaging in partisan politics, actions forbidden by the Hatch Act. Donald Trump is scheduled to formally accept his party's nomination Thursday night from the White House lawn. Hurricane Laura made landfall in southwestern Louisiana Thursday morning as an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm. Top sustained winds were near 150 miles per hour. National Hurricane Center forecasters warned it could hit some coastal areas with, quote, unsurvivable storm surge of 20 feet around the Louisiana-Texas state line. The storm gained strength over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico as it approached land, and its rains started flooding some parts of the Louisiana coast Wednesday afternoon when the storm was still hundreds of miles offshore. Around 600,000 people were under a mandatory evacuation order, further complicated by COVID-19. Earlier in the week, the storm killed 20 people in Haiti and 3 in the Dominican Republic. Authorities arrested a white 17-year-old Illinois teenager identified as Kyle Rittenhouse on Wednesday. He was charged with first-degree intentional homicide after allegedly shooting and killing 2 people and wounding a 3rd during protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin over the police shooting of Jacob Blake. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that Rittenhouse apparently considered himself a militia member protecting lives and property during the protests. The paper cited videos, interviews, and social media posts. Meanwhile, Kenosha police finally identified the officer who shot Blake as Rustin Shesky. You know, the reason Colin Kaepernick and others took a knee was to protest the ongoing epidemic of police shooting unarmed black people. And now the NBA is taking up the cause. The Milwaukee Bucks refused to take the court for Game 5 of their NBA playoff series on Wednesday in response to the police shooting of Jacob Blake. Bucks veteran guard George Hill said, "We're tired of the killings and the injustice." The Bucks were then joined in their decision by their opponents, the Orlando Magic, and all the teams set to play in the other 2 playoff games scheduled for Wednesday. The Los Angeles Lakers and Clippers, 2 of the best teams and contenders for the NBA championship, voted to boycott the rest of the season. And then it was like dominoes falling. The WNBA, several Major League Baseball and Major League Soccer teams, including the Milwaukee Brewers, announced they would not be playing Wednesday night either. Stay tuned. And Thursday, the final day of the Republican National Convention, began with three separate but related news items. The New York Times reporting that over 100 ex-staff members for John McCain endorsed Joe Biden. While Politico had two stories, Romney 2012 staffers unite behind effort to elect Joe Biden, and more than 100 Bush-McCain-Romney alums go for Biden. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.